This is Messenger Insight, a podcast program brought to you by Oklahoma Baptist and the Baptist Messenger.
Hello and welcome to this special Messenger Insight podcast. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host. Really glad to be joined with two friends and brothers in the ministry, Keith Burkhart, who serves as pastor at First Southern in Del City, and Steve Russell, executive pastor with First Southern Del City. Welcome, men.
It's good to be with you.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Well, today we're going to be talking about a really important event and occasion coming up for your church family, 70th anniversary celebration. And Pastor Keith, I thought you could talk about sort of how this came together and just the importance of that occasion.
Yeah, you know, some people have asked, Brian, why we decided to go with the 70th instead of the 75th. And the reason why we have some people that will not be with us in 5 years that are participating in our celebration. And so we really designed this to be an anniversary and a reunion. And we have people coming in from all over the country that have been a part of First Southern's history. But a time such as this, where churches need encouragement, our own church needs to understand its heritage with a growing young population. Our largest population is in the membership is 18 to 29. And so wanting to pass the heritage and the faith of this church and how it's impacted really the world through leaders and ministries that have come out of First Southern. And so that's kind of the original intent, to celebrate guys like Wilson Beardsley and others, and to pass the baton to the next generation.
That's outstanding. Well, we've carried a news announcement in the Baptist Messenger and then a promotion of it. And these plans are just really exciting. Keith, who are some of the people that will be there from First Southern?
Well, all living former pastors are going to be here, starting with Jimmy Draper. Steve captured somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 hours of interviews. And so he has already come up here and given us some fantastic footage for the documentary. But Jimmy Draper, we have Tony Lambert, Tom Eliff, we have Gary Mathena, former music minister. Almost all former music ministers, a lot of former staff members are coming in.
That's outstanding. Well, you can't talk about Southern Baptist life or Oklahoma Baptist life without thinking of this congregation and its impact and in ministry and missions and evangelism. It's just been incredible. You alluded to a documentary, and Steve, I know you've had a big part in that. How is that project going, and could you talk about that a little?
Pray we get it all together by the 5th of November. And it's going really well. It's very moving. As you go back and look at all of the history, we've dug up archive material, not only from the church, which had an amazing supply of it, but with the city of Del City, with the Oklahoma Historical Society, a lot of information. It's just been absolutely incredible. And you really can't cover the history of the church without simultaneously covering the history of Del City. The two literally started at the same time and were intertwined for many of the decades, up at least through the mid-80s. And so that association will be a fun look back. As Keith had mentioned, we've interviewed all kinds of people. We've also got some great theme music throughout. It'll be a walk down memory lane unlike any other. So even people that have not been associated with First Southern but just have an interest in the Middale area and greater Oklahoma City and watching how it grew, it'll be a fun night.
That's outstanding. It's the 5th of November there at the church, 6400 South Sooner Road, and people can RSVP and call 405-732-1300, if I got all that right, Keith. You know, each of you, obviously with your role in your ministry now, have a connection to the church. Could you talk about your relationship just through the years, and what it does to your heart to see something like this come together, Keith.
Yeah, you know, Brian, my wife, this month, her family joined the church when she was 6 months old in 1958.
Wow.
My wife has been a part of this church for 63 years. I came to First Southern in 1976 as a junior in high school. And so, you know, and with my work, entering ministry late and then serving here 10 years, then going to the convention for almost 12, I never had to move my membership. So I've been a member of this church since 1976 and have been a part of all these great landmark memories, from Bailey Smith baptizing me to Tom Eliff helping me grow in Christ as a disciple. And, you know, Steve and I have actually served together during an interim time back when I was on staff before, and had to help lead the church through some difficult moments. And so we had the joy of doing that together. But Steve has just as rich history as I do.
Steve, could you talk about some of that?
Sure. In fact, Keith and I have been here associated with the church about the same length of time. I came in 1977 as a freshman, and I didn't grow up in a Christian home, but became a Christian reading Gideon's New Testament that I pulled out of the rack at Kerr Junior High in Dell City. And it wasn't long that I had some people that had asked me to come to the church, and I was reluctant because it was so big, and I had grown up in Dell City my whole life. But I finally relented and came with a little bit of a chip on my shoulder, and I've not been a member anywhere else. It's been a wonderful journey. So a lot of what we're covering, both Keith and I, in the history of this church, we can relate to because of our personal long association with the church. Even though we've done other endeavors and we've had other aspects of our lives, it's been a rich heritage that we not only look back and try to record the history of, but we also remember many of the players, many of the people from generations back, and can connect it to today.
Well, it just sounds like it's going to be a powerful celebration. I would encourage people to mark their calendar, reach out to the church here, and look for more. Thank you for sharing your personal connection there. Of course, Keith, with your service in the denomination here and church life, many are familiar with your ministry. And then Steve, many Oklahomans are very familiar with your life and career, with your military service and your time in elected office and now in ministry. We're just thankful that God has both of you right where you are. Thinking about the big picture of what God's doing even now at Dell City First Southern, I thought we could talk about what's encouraging your heart and what you're seeing there.
You know, we both are very encouraged by what God's doing. We see that God's not finished with this next generation. Steve, myself, and our staff, we're very intentional in connecting with the next generation. And I guess in a way we have the rich heritage, Brian, but we also, we're going through somewhat of a, what I would call a rebirth. And I'm just so excited about the next generation. They are the most passionate, on fire group of people I've been around in a long time. It reminds me of our early days when Steve and I were, you know, this documentary is just a reminder of just how young our church once was. And so to start moving that direction with incredible sages in our older population that are championing that and supporting that has been very encouraging. But we are so thankful, and we're just excited. It's steady. You know, God is, we just found that if we preach the word, teach the word of God, we pray, and make disciples, God does the rest.
That's right.
So that's kind of what our focus is.
That's outstanding.
Steve got a lot more to that, but I think he would totally agree.
Yeah, I definitely would, Keith. And it has been amazing to go back and reflect, but even a lot of the pastors over the years, we think of them as older men. When they came, they were all very young. They were in their 30s, nearly all of them, which these stalwarts who went on to be presidents of the Southern Baptist Convention, you know, we don't often associate that, but they were all very young. And then we look at our current generation, and Brian, I see, you know, a lot of depressed churches and pastors that are out there lamenting the state of our country, the state of the churches and all of this. And then, you know, they're fascinated when they hear some of the things going on, and they're like, where do you find all the young people? they're everywhere. They're absolutely everywhere. And they are looking for consistency. They're looking for truth. They're looking for people that will spend time with them, not just want their strong muscles and their, you know, energy and enthusiasm, but then not letting them have ministry and not letting them do anything. We found that just like the Heritage First Southern of old, you know, I was licensed to preach in this church at 15 years of age. I preached my first revival at that age. I was ordained in this church in 1984 when I was a youth pastor in college. And what we find is that if we just stick to the truth of God's word, that the Holy Spirit moves in the heart and conscience of every person. That's the ally in this fight. We often think that people are not reachable, but you know, you go back and look at Paul going into Corinth of all places. He faced much more monumental challenges than we face in our current day. And yet the church grew, it thrived. There's still a church there today. So we can never underestimate the power of God. All we have to do is be faithful, proclaim it, love on people, get out and associate with young people and give them answers to their questions and their hard questions. So we have to know the word to take them to that, and then just be unwavering in our commitment to make disciples.
Good word. Good word. Building on that point, you know, Keith, you having served in men's ministry and then thinking about reaching this new generation, what have been some of the keys that you've found for pastors and churches and in just activating and reaching particularly men and then the younger generation?
You know, it's not much different for the other generations. You know, how do you move a man from the, what I call the, from the pew to the arena? Men want a challenge. They want to be invited into the task. And so helping the body of Christ, as you would see in, you know, Ephesians 4 or other references to just engaging the body of Christ to the work of ministry, having vision, of course, with that, but giving, setting those processes in place for them to take on the work of ministry. We've totally redesigned the work of our church, but in based on Acts chapter 6, we have 7 servant leaders. These are all older men, but they're leading teams and then releasing them with good leadership and direction.
Steve, you know, as you have gone about ministry and through your career, just with all the responsibilities you've had, and Keith the same, how do you stay grounded in your walk with Christ, in the Word? What's some advice just as you've gone about life and ministry now?
Well, it's been a fascinating journey. You know, as somebody who was called to the ministry when I was in high school, and then, you know, when Keith had asked me to come to First Southern after finally returning home after decades of serving the country in military and political capacities, I really had to think about it, that, okay, God, I am a minister and I have ministered in many areas and many endeavors, you know, whether a tent maker like Paul or whether, you know, staying in a church. And it is very rewarding work, but it's also sobering work, Brian. You realize that people are relying on their ministers to give them God's perspective on life's issues. And that's not changed from generation to generation. You can read any book in the Bible and realize that times change, people don't. They deal with the same issues of sin, the same issues of challenge, of family strife, of strife with their fellow man, all of those things. And so I think on a personal level, what I have found is that even when I'm out of step, I have to force myself to get in the Word on a daily basis. If I do that, the Holy Spirit's going to shine light on the areas that I need to work on, and He's going to bring me right back. My justification was assured the day that I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. God imputed that faith through His grace, His righteousness, and saved me. But my sanctification, we are led to sanctification day to day by the Holy Spirit, and we can't do that separate from God's Word. We can have all the popular stuff and podcasts and opinions and people's philosophies, all of those things. But really, the only thing that can change my heart and make me in deeper relationship with God is just reading His Word. Yeah. And that is crucial to everything else that we do. And then the other thing I would say is, and I guess, my military background, America would send us their 18-year-olds every year, and then we would turn them into warriors. And then the next year, we would get another crop of 18-year-olds. And by the time you're in your 40s, you're still getting 18-year-olds and you're still training them. So it became kind of a natural thing to move into that space, to continue to work with young men and women. We focus a lot on discipleship and encourage and train people how to be disciples. And what does that mean? It's not a 6-week program. It's, okay, here's somebody that I'm going to walk with as long as they are willing to walk with me, to nurture them in the faith. And that could be 2 years. It could be ongoing, even beyond. But it has to be grounded so that we make disciples. And then they, in turn, are mentored, and they are able to go and do the same to other people. That's where we're seeing real solid growth in our fellowship, where it's finally bearing fruit, because we lost a whole generation, Generation X. Our generation would not let them have ministry, and they took it to non-denominational churches, and they were engaged there. And I think we as Baptists, we lost a lot of opportunity there. What we're seeing here at First Southern is these folks are more than capable. They love the Lord more than many of us. And if we can put the entire defense of the nation in the hands of 18 to 26-year-olds, why can't we put the work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in their hands even more so? And so that's what we're committed to.
And so, if I could add to that, Brian, in your question just before this, for us to do that, it's not the CEO kind of mentality of church leadership. We work in a plurality of leaders, even though I'm the lead pastor. When we have our student pastor, young adult pastor with Steve and I and some of our other staff, we entrust them to the work of their ministry, and we work together, we pray together, we encourage one another. And in that community as a staff, walking together in the Word, championing those things and encouraging one another. And so we're a family as much as anything. And it's just been very rewarding for both of us,
Amen. Great word. Thank you all for sharing that. Well, it's been a great conversation today. We've been talking to Keith Burkhart and Steve Russell. Everyone, check out the 70th anniversary celebration of First Southern Baptist Church in Del City. It's going to be a special night, whether it be hearing from the people speaking or this incredible Ken Burns-like documentary that we pray is done and ready, Steve. And it's just appreciate all your hard work and sharing with us today. And it's exciting to think that as great as the 70 years have been, that He's moving even now, God's moving now, and has great plans for this church family in the kingdom building. So, gentlemen, brothers, thank you.
Brian, thank you so much. Y'all are so gracious in allowing us to share this story with Oklahoma Baptists.
Yeah, appreciate it, Brian. Your dedication yourself through these many years. It's exciting to watch how God has used your life in so many different areas.
Thank you, brothers. We'll go to BaptistMessenger.com for more. And Keith Burkhart, Steve Russell, thank you again.
This Messenger Insight has been brought to you by the Cooperative Program and Oklahoma Baptists. Visit us at BaptistMessenger.com or your preferred podcast platform. Oklahoma Baptists, advancing the gospel together.